We now take you live to Bland and Scooter on location.
I'm not sure if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm standing in front of my television set here in a suburb in North Houston.
Could you turn down your television set?
Oh.
That's much better.
What can you tell us about the mass media coverage over the past 2 days?
Well, I studied my favorite media puppy dog, Dan Rather, over the first day. You often have to wonder, I mean, does somebody have some footage of him doing something with a minor or something? Because every now and then he says something human. He wants to tell the truth, but then he goes back to spewing propaganda. Is this just self-censorship? You know, you have to wonder, do they have something on these people? But anyway, the first thing that stood out in the coverage for me was the missile attacks on Kuwait City. Kuwait is where the invasion is being staged. Immediately we get reports that there are Scud missile attacks. Scuds are prohibited in the disarm you before we attack you protocols. So they keep saying, well, we don't know if they're Scuds. They might be Scuds, but they might be Scuds. It's not a Scud, but they might be Scuds. In any case, the first two fall in the ocean, and then the next two fall out in the desert somewhere. And we are shown very impressive pictures of craters in the desert. And then the next four were shot down by Patriot missiles? Right, I believe that. Scud missiles have a range of 187 miles, and within 187 miles of the Kuwait border is blank nothing desert. We're told, well, we couldn't tell where they came from. We couldn't find the launchers because, you know, they launch them and then the trucks go hide somewhere. And the guy who was watching the satellite got up to get a cup of coffee. So we couldn't really tell, you know, and come on. Scud missile attacks on Kuwait City yesterday didn't work for me. I'm sorry, didn't buy it. Back to you, Chris.
Thank you, Brandon. Press Secretary Ari Fleischer shed hopes on the struggles of the Basque, Tibetan, Palestinian, Chechen, Kashmiri, Taiwanese, and American peoples today in his briefing on the futures of freedoms for the human beings in this world.
It is mankind's nature to want to be free, and the Iraqis deserve that just as much as anybody else on this earth deserves that.
This comes in contrast to his apparent understanding of the meaning of record numbers of protests being held in the countries claiming to support this coalition's force now working in Iraq.
All told, the population of the Coalition of the Willing is approximately 1.18 billion people around the world.
In addition, Fleischer placed new trust in the ability of the press to get the story straight, ignoring the long history of fooling the press during times of war and peace.
The fact that you have as many reporters as you have on the ground are able to watch events live with your own eyes, I think you know that any attempts to do anything that would be said to be lies would not possibly work and should not be done. I think you will see information develop for yourself firsthand. This is one of the reasons that there are so many reporters present with the military. In many ways, you will have these answers yourselves. You are there. You are on the ground. And you will find the answers, and they will speak volumes themselves.
This comment stands in contrast to those made also today by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
And what we are seeing is not the war in Iraq. What we're seeing are slices of the war in Iraq. We're seeing that particularized perspective that that reporter or that commentator or that television camera happens to be able to see at that moment. And it is not what's taking place. What you see is taking place, to be sure, but it is one slice, and it is the totality of that that is what this war is about and being made up of.
If you want your intelligence insulted by mass media, watch their coverage of protests. Puppy Dog Dan Rather did not disappoint. Protests were described as sometimes violent, an indication that protesters were sporadically beaten by police. But as Dan covered the massive demonstration in San Francisco, he commented that San Francisco had a spiritual and bohemian connection to Greenwich Village in New York City. And he pointed out that the streets in Greenwich Village were practically empty. Then, with editorial conjecture, Dan ruminated that perhaps that was because the people of Greenwich Village had experienced being attacked, unlike the people of San Francisco. However, it is possible that the streets of Greenwich Village were quiet because the residents had gone to Times Square to attend a demonstration. Dan! This is Blandon Scooter reporting from in front of my television set in a Houston suburb.
For independent journalists at home, I'm Chris Sampson.
What you see is taking place, to be sure, and it is not what's taking place.